I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The U.S. is offering a qualified pledge of support for a Syria in transition. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration will both recognize and support a new Syrian government that renounces terror, destroys chemical weapons stocks, and protects minority and women's rights. Here at the White House,
it is in our interest, our national security interest, that Syria be stable and secure.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. will keep going after Islamic State fighters to stop the group from reemerging in Syria.
They love nothing more than ungoverned space.
As the U.S. pledges to work with Syrian groups and regional partners to ensure a smooth transition, President-elect Trump is demanding Washington stay out of the fray. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has testified for the first time in his long-running corruption trial. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
He is accused of accepting gifts from millionaire friends and for allegedly seeking regulatory favors for media tycoons in return for favorable coverage. Netanyahu denies all the charges, any wrongdoing, and he has pleaded not guilty. Taking to the stand in Tel Aviv on Tuesday morning, he said he was being hounded for his hawkish security policies. Netanyahu, the leader of the right-wing Likud party, was indicted in 2019 on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. The proceedings were interrupted by war, and Hamas fighters attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, triggering a massive retaliatory operation in the Gaza Strip. But last Thursday, judges ruled that he must testify three times a week.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. This is VOA News. Doctors said on Tuesday that Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was recovering in an intensive care unit after being rushed to a Sao Paulo hospital for emergency surgery to drain a bleed on his brain linked to a fall in October. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
On Monday evening, after complaining of a worsening headache during talks with congressional leaders, Lula was taken to a hospital where an MRI scan detected an intracranial hemorrhage. According to doctors, the 79-year-old was said to be in stable condition after a successful operation. Doctors ruled out any injury to the brain or neurological complications, but the emergency surgery added to health concerns about the aging leftist president, who is halfway through his third non-consecutive term.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Officials say South Korea's previous defense minister was formally arrested on Wednesday over his alleged collusion with the country's president and others in imposing martial law last week. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Kim Jong-hyun faces allegations that he colluded with President Yoon Suk-yeol and others in imposing the December 3 martial law, which brought armed troops to Seoul streets. Authorities are investigating whether their acts amount to rebellion. The Justice Ministry has banned Yoon and eight others from leaving the country, as authorities see them as key suspects in the martial law case. It's the first time that a sitting president in South Korea has received a travel ban. I'm Charles Villadesma.
New York City is shrinking the huge emergency shelter system it created to house tens of thousands of migrants as the number of new arrivals steadily drops, and President-elect Donald Trump has promised mass deportations upon regaining the White House next month. Mayor Eric Adams announced Tuesday that a huge tent shelter housing more than 1,800 migrants at a remote former airport in Brooklyn will close January 15th, with residents transferred to other sites. Migrants and their advocates have said they feared it would be a target for Trump's mass deportation plan, given the site is on federal land. Prosecutors are taking steps to bring the suspect in the killing of an American healthcare executive back to New York to face a murder charge. Luigi Mangione is being held without bail in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania after he was arrested and arraigned on gun, forgery, and other charges on Monday. Authorities say he was arrested more than 400 kilometers west of where the crime occurred after a McDonald's customer noticed him. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.